Roz and Emma. RTE. 2FM.
Gorgeous new Irish music. That is One and Only by Tim Chadwick. He released last week. It was Tracy's track of the week. And we are delighted to say that Tim's in studio with us. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for having me.
Now,
thanks,
Tim, you are back with another brilliant track. We absolutely love it. And I read that you wanted to open the new track with a sound like a blender.
Yeah.
Why was that?
This, I think as the singles and the album starts to come together, it's going to make a bit more sense. I wanted it just to kind of, I've kind of been known for making these sad bangers. And just when we were making it, I want to open this album with a sort of like, oh, and make people kind of, you know, perk their ears up. And kind of the imagery is all around kind of throwing everything into a blender and then seeing what comes out on the other side. That's kind of
okay.
It's just the kind of imagery around it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's nothing to do with having a smoothie every
absolutely
morning.
Absolutely not. It's nothing healthy. It's probably unhealthy.
We are absolutely mad about Graham Norton here on the show. He once named you as one to watch. Like, so he's massive. What was that like for you?
Kind of a pinch me moment. I mean, I think we all kind of grow up either like listening to him or watching the show.
Yeah.
And he just got in touch. Like, his team got in touch. They'd heard some of the songs from my last EP that I'd released myself. And they just said, look, we'd love to play it on the radio on the weekend. And I said, this sounds a bit fake.
Might be punked.
Yeah, I have been punked. Someone's playing it like an awful joke on me. And yeah, they played it on the radio. And then since then, he's just kind of kept on top of the songs and kind
that's
of play them as they come out. So it's kind of a, there's very little, you know, strategy behind it. It seems to like it. So
yeah, I think when you've someone like Graham Norton behind you, like, that's absolutely huge.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll have to get on his
the goal
show
is
as well.
The goal is the red couch. If I can just touch my bum on it for 2 seconds, that's all, I'd be happy.
We are rooting for you.
Thank you.
Now, during the show today, we're also talking about Under the Influence. This is where myself and Emma, we like to give advice for people on what to watch and listen to throughout the week. What have you been watching or listening to?
So last Sunday, I am a movie kind of person, but someone needs to sit me down and make me watch it if I think it's good. And last Sunday needed a bit of a TLC movie on the couch. And it was Wild Rose, which stars Jessie Buckley, our own Jessie Buckley, and Julie Walters. And it's kind of a, not to do it in any sort of disjustice, but it's kind of like a Scottish version of A Star Is Born.
Okay.
So it's about a country singer who's kind of living like in poverty and has 2 kids, and it's all about her trying to make it as like a country singer. And the whole goal is like, get me to Nashville, get me out of Scotland. And then, you know, I don't want to ruin it for people if they do watch it, but it's kind of about, you know, everything you have is kind of where you are. And you don't need to be. Yeah, and it's funny. Jessie Buckley's incredible. One of the best Scottish accents I've heard, like from an Irish person. So.
And where can you watch it?
I think it's on Prime. Yeah, that's where I watched it.
And any podcasts?
I'm Grand Mam.
It's
the one. It's the one. It has never failed to make both myself, my sisters, my friends laugh.
And also PJ and Kev from I'm Grand Mam have a brand new book out at the moment.
They do.
So shout out to them.
Yeah, huge. Yes. Great guys.
And they were on Darren's podcast, I think it was the week before last.
Yeah.
And they were brilliant on it. So if you're a fan, you might enjoy that one as well.
It's just a chemistry that you can't make. Like, the two of them are just clearly best friends. So it's, they're gas. Yeah, love them.
Too solid. Under the Influence is there for us. Thank you so much, Tim. So we always like to ask a random question at the end of our interview.
Okay.
And like, I'll ask you, do you want us to ask you one?
Oh,
or
would
you rather
throw
pass?
It at me. Okay. Throw it at me.
So today we would like to know, Tim Chadwick,
would
you rather accidentally like an old photo of an ex or accidentally send a naughty text to a relative? I like that you're thinking about it.
Music is behind me. I think I'm going to say the post from the ex.
I
think that is the safest one.
Yeah.
Because you just go, look, I was just having a creep.
And look,
I was just seeing if you're okay.
If they're a true ex, you probably won't be seeing them again. Christmas, Easter, it'll all be too much.
Yeah. Avoiding eye contact with your family for years.
Yes. And Tim, is there anything we can expect coming up now?
Yeah, so this was the first single. It's kind of a string of singles that will kind of be coming out in the next couple of months. And the album will be kind of late summer,
like
next year. So yeah, you can just expect new music and few gigs and a few shows.
Brilliant. Any gigs coming up that we can come along to? Any,
I might do a little sneaky like acoustic session in town somewhere in, you know, the place that they always do acoustic sessions.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, so, right, okay. Yeah. So that'll be unexpected.
Yeah, that'll be a kind of little thrown up on the
Okay, so keep an eye on your Instagram. Yeah. And what is your Instagram handle for anyone who's listening in?
It's at Tim Y'all, which doesn't make sense, but I made it when I was 7.
Tim Y'all?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you got it in one. That's the way I want people to say it. So yeah, that's where you'll find me.
Brilliant, brilliant. And remember, keep us in the loop now for tracks of the week.
I will.
We love you, right?
Thanks. Roz and Emma, RTE 2FM.